Now we're going to meet someone in the U.S. government who is working behind the scenes on some high-tech challenges. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says technology should play an important part in diplomacy. NPR's Michelle Kellerman recently met with Clinton's advisor on innovation to see how the State Department is trying to use new tools to promote security and development.
While military planners look at troop levels in Afghanistan, 37-year-old Alec Ross spends his time thinking about the country's cellular phone network.
One of the things we saw was that the Taliban was forcing the shutdown of the cellular networks at night. And they then would conduct raids. They then would be able to do things out of view while those cell networks were powered down.
So he says the State Department is working on ways to protect the mobile phone companies.
And further, because the private sector was unwilling to do build-outs, to do telecommunications build-outs into communities where the Taliban would blow them up, what we put in place was an insurance program so that it basically took the risk out of bringing telecommunications infrastructure into the region.
Before joining the State Department, Ross co-founded a nonprofit called One Economy, which he says started with four people in a basement to try to bridge the digital divide in the U.S. He even got the attention of Hillary Clinton to help with that effort.
When she was a senator from New York, we worked together to help bring broadband and computers into low-income communities in upstate New York. And she's been very consistent from day one in recognizing the degree to which technology can empower historically disadvantaged communities and disadvantaged people.
Alec Ross is not talking about handing out laptops in Africa, though. He says what he's learned in the 7 months on the job is how central mobile phones have become in places as remote as Eastern Congo. He's trying to encourage peacekeepers there to use mobile phones and texting to share information about the movement of militias so that women and children can better protect themselves. In Mexico, Ross plans to launch a program in the spring to encourage people to report drug violence.
People are simply not walking up the literal or proverbial steps of the police station house. They fear retribution, and those fears are very reasonable.
He's working with U.S. and Mexican telecommunications companies to offer free text messaging for Mexicans who want to report a crime. Non-governmental groups will strip away the personal information about the witnesses and map the alleged crimes, he says, before the information goes to the police.
So the idea was to use technology to bring transparency and accountability to the fight against drugs, and also, frankly, to take the fear and impunity out of reporting crime.
Ross isn't sure if all of this is going to work, but he says he's already getting calls from other countries in the region that want to use similar models.
It's a special moment in time. And, you know, the work that I did at One Economy produced, you know, pretty spectacular outcomes. But the opportunity to do that in the context of America's foreign policy and at this scale can make a much bigger impact than anything I was ever doing in the NGO world.
The State Department's senior advisor for innovation says he's now cashing in on the contacts he made during those days in the nonprofit world and on the campaign trail for President Obama to see how Silicon Valley companies can help upgrade U.S. diplomacy. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.